Daphnis Prieto is one of the brilliant artists who have come from Cuba over the years, and in fact won the MacArthur Genius Grant, I think it was 2011. So a lot of people think he's absolutely brilliant. I've been enjoying him since the early 2000s when he kind of hit the scene in New York big time. And just so pleased to bring his sextet here, which is a very big deal for it. It's a sextet of all-star jazz and Latin musicians, and presenting them in concert.
Is it unusual to have a percussionist or a drummer lead a band, or is that something that you can find lots of examples of in the world of jazz?
Well, I can tell you this. It's unusual for one of them to be recognized as a genius by the MacArthur Foundation, because I think he's the only one. There may be one other recent recipient, but so he's really one of those people that brings so many aspects of music together, plus leadership abilities, plus vision. Plus, he's just an unsufferable, wonderful personality. So he would be leading something. If he were not a musician, he'd probably be leading a country or a movement or something like that. There's been like a legacy of drummer leaders. I mean, there's certainly other ones. I think like going all the way back to the swing era, Gene Krupa, you know, when they realized that they could put their name on the bass drum head and have that be a logo visible from the audience. And then, you know, there's been many, many wonderful band leaders. Our own Billy Hart, you know, has led groups for years and years and years, you know, and just so there's Matt Wilson, who's always had like a wonderful trio for years. But Daphnis is he's a different amalgamation of talents. He's conservatory trained, you know, in the Cuban system, which is pretty intense as we know now, and has all that background, the European classical, but he really absorbed, you know, his country's folklore and legacy with clave and son, and the chemistry that he brings together with all those things is pretty uniquely his own, and was seen as such, you know, as soon as he got to these shores.
Does he specialize in the drum kit, or is he also a hand drummer?
Yeah, that's the perfect question, because the drum kit is an American invention, and we have to remember that sometimes, you know, especially when we're dealing with world percussion, which, you know, has a legacy of you know, thousands of years. But he's really primarily known as a drum set player. He will pick up certain instruments during a concert and do things with them that seem like they defy physics and time and space continuum size things. And he'll just do it, and he'll talk while he's doing it as part of the, you know, part of the program, and absolutely amazing things. But I think most people think of him as a composer and a drum kit player, or vice versa.
I'm still getting over my disappointment that this concert isn't tonight. I really thought...
So I'm trying to think where they are. Maybe we can like speed
Stephen
things
Huff
along.
Stephen Huff is sold out. I thought I would see another genius.
You had a chance.
Well, next Tuesday, be there, 7:30 p.m., Dalton Center Recital Hall. And he's bringing a sextet of musicians, or an additional five. So maybe we can learn a little more about them. But there's music to listen to as well.
Oh, absolutely. Would you like to play something from their newest sextet CD?
I would. What do you suggest we check out here?
I would say I'm going to leave that up to you. What would you like to Triangles and Circles? Sounds great.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
We heard a track from Daniel Prieto's latest album. It's called Triangles and Circles. And Mr. Daphnis Prieto.
Isn't that a great name? I mean, you have to thank your parents if they name you Daphnis. You
know? The only other Daphnis I know of is...
Daphnis and Chloe?
That's right, in the Ravel Ballet. But this MacArthur Fellowship winner will be leading his ensemble on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. And you know what I heard is a very integrated sound there. This wasn't just a drummer showcase. It's amazing.
He's a composer, and I mean, everybody has always seen him as such, which is wonderful, and takes, you know, all the lessons of European harmony to, you know, keeps that in mind. And interesting, when he got to New York, I just, you know these people, and I heard him, I want to say, for the first time live in maybe 2005 in New York at a showcase, which is now, you know, a long time ago, and I remember when he was just kind of hitting the scene. Going back and looking at what he did, when he arrived, he seemed to be the darling of both like the Latin jazz community and the contemporary, almost avant-garde jazz community of the United States, which is not necessarily, you know, the marriage you'd suspect, but and some other, you know, a little bit more, you know, maybe, I hate to say, mainstream jazz people. So somehow, right out of the gate, he had a mastership over an eclectic set of skills and affinities and aesthetics that made a wide degree of established artists want to include him. That's one thing. And then the other thing that is he's getting more into orchestration and just finished his first large ensemble big band record. They were mixing it last weekend. This is breaking news. And should be out pretty soon, but they're almost done, you know, with the mixing stages of that. And you know it's just going to be amazing.
During the music, you mentioned to me that he was originally from Havana and then broke into the scene in New York and is now based in Miami. The University of Miami and the Western Michigan University School of Music seem to have or Miami University and WMU seem to have jazz studies link as well.
It's been a wonderful link. And the dean there now for the last, that's going back maybe 6 or 7, maybe even 8 years, Shelley Berg. And I used to hang out when I was very, very young in Cleveland. Our dads were best friends in Cleveland. And I was a little bit younger. I remember him. He was already a teenager and too cool, you know, to hang out with an elementary school kid. But I've known about Shelley Berg since I was about 10 years old. And we've had a band together. We had a Cleveland All-Star, like a Cleveland expat All-Star band. And we've been sending students to Miami, since I've been here, vocal jazz in particular. And then after Shelley got there, we developed a little bit more roots. One year, we basically sent them their graduate assistants for this studio engineering program, Randy Gist, you know, and like that. It was just, you know, Ryan Andrews and... my son, for instance, Gene, did his bachelor's there. And it's been pretty wonderful. And we've done some classes there over the years and just really enjoyed that whole thing. And Shelley's a visionary, so I'm not surprised at all that, and especially with Miami being, you know, it's like Little Havana, right? It's on 8th Street there. So it doesn't surprise me at all that he had the vision to make that happen. You know?
Well, speaking of sharing talent and cooperation and collaboration, the fact that Daphnis Prieto appears on Tuesday here is there's a big story behind that.
There's a story it's a wonderful story in that Chamber Music America, which is the umbrella organization for all things chamber music in the United States. I mean, sometimes names of organizations, you know, are bigger than what they are, but that's exactly who they are. Chamber Music America, fortunately reasonably includes jazz in that. And this is the second year in a row that I've made a winning application to their Presenters Consortium grant. And I've got to give a shout out at this time. I should have given her a heads up that I'd be on the radio because Suzanne Lutwick from our foundation, from the development office, has been a fabulous partner in this the last 3 years. We've had 3 years of winning grants in a row, and it just wouldn't happen without her. And we used to think that Chamber Music America only serviced the big, you know, East Coast things or the super big marquee with shiny bulbs things. And there's reason to see that, I suppose, if you look at the stats. But it turns out you just have to, you know, really get it right for them, and then they come back. And a second year in a row winning a consortium presenters grant last year was Edward Simon with the Imani Winds. And we partnered with the Brubeck Institute and the Walton Center for the Arts, as in the Walton family in Arkansas. This year, I was because we won that, I was approached by actually a great number of artists and presenters, you know, and would you like to be our partner? Would I? So we went with a consortium with the Solstice Jazz Festival, which is connected to Michigan State University in East Lansing, and the Carr Center in Detroit, which is run by Oliver Ragsdale, a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And we were lead applicants for all these grants, and because there has to be one point person for when you get three organizations together, that could be a hot mess of communication. So we took on leadership for that. And won it again to bring in Daphnis. Daphnis was my selection as artist. And last summer, we were the Western Jazz Quartet, which happened to be the personnel was really a little bit more like my quartet because of schedules. But we were invited to perform on the Solstice Festival. And we opened two acts before Daphnis because they did their presentation last summer. And Daphnis and the sextet melted the place. I mean, it was literally the fire marshal should have been there, you know, waving his arms. It was pretty remarkable, you know, and palpable impact on the crowd. And so we'll have him on Tuesday. Then he goes on to Detroit for a concert, I believe, the following Friday. So we're making hay with Chamber Music America, and we're building relationships with presenters around the country. And I think that's fabulous. I think it's a wonderful thing. And we are most definitely on Chamber Music America's radar now. They're reaching out to us, which is an amazing thing, because I always thought it was, you know, Mount Olympus in terms of, you know, getting support and all that. And it's just, I guess, you have to find the right formula and the right chemistry, and good things come.
It just amazes me that this all had to start months and months and months ago, and here we are in the last few days before a concert, and it must feel really good that all of that work and all of that administration has been taken care of now, and it's time to invite the rest of the community to come and enjoy the music.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely positive this is Daphnis Prieto's first time in Kalamazoo, and he actually hasn't been, I think, maybe for the Solstice Festival last June, it maybe might have been his first Michigan performance. I'm not 100% on that, but it seemed and felt like it just from our conversations. So it's a big deal, you know, and he's one of the cutting edge artists and one of the guys that people have been surrounding and heralding for over a decade, much more than a decade. So it's an opportunity for people to really see, you know, with the MacArthur Foundation backs and why, you know, I think they made a great choice with Daphnis Prieto.
You know, when I was a year ago, before last season, I wouldn't have guessed that one of the highlights of my entire year was to see a jazz drummer, Peter Erskine in that case.
Yeah.
So maybe for those of you who you know, prioritize other types of music or other types of performers, putting a jazz drummer on your list is not a bad idea.
Oh, it's a brilliant. And the thing is, I mean, it's all about, you know, which one you're talking about, too. I mean, there's so many great artists out there. But there's a few of them, like Peter, certainly, you know, in composition and his use of his leadership skills. People that can create an orbit of beautiful musical planets and constellations around themselves, you know. I think people really see him that way, you know, somebody that just an organizer of great vibes and music and people. That's a skill.
I'm speaking with Tom Knifick, who is director of jazz studies at Western Michigan University, one fabulous bassist, member of the Western Jazz Quartet, and a big part of getting the Daphnis Prieto Sextet to perform here in West Michigan. It's Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Tom, would you mind if I picked a track from Daphnis? I see there's an album where he's live, and I just want to hear.
Ooh, no, you do your thing.
Okay.
You go, girl.
It's a live track from a New York venue called the Jazz Standard.
Yes. Thank you.
a live track from Daphnis Prieto and his sextet at the Jazz Standard in New York City. The track is called C.O.C., Yes or Yes.
Yes, yes. That's actually the name of his quartet, too.
Oh, fantastic.
He calls it, which is like the nucleus of the sextet, so...
If you tuned in during the music, you heard some amazing drumming, but it was by Daphnis Prieto and his group, and they're appearing in Kalamazoo next Tuesday for a 7:30 concert in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. And this is just a showcase for the band. There will be plenty of students, but there'll be in the audience.
Yes, yeah, this is, we do, obviously it's an institution of higher learning. We bring in a lot of artists specifically to interact in performance with our students. We do that constantly, but this is a situation where we are exactly showcasing them. That's how the Chamber Music America grant works. We present them at three different institutions, the Carr Center, the Solstice Jazz Festival, and at the Dalton Center, WMU. However, a big part of his residency will be a pair of master classes on Wednesday at 10 a.m. till noon in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Daphnis Prieto will be presenting what will be a fabulous masterclass. He's articulate. He just recently published a fabulous book that everybody's kind of raving about, which is called A World of Rhythmic Possibilities. And he'll be expounding on that from 10 till noon. We'll also have the group Lush, which you just heard this morning, performing on that masterclass for his sage advice and for some interaction. And then at 3 p.m. that same day, next Wednesday, in Rehearsal B, he'll do an hour-long presentation just for the drummers. Everybody, of course, is welcome, but he promised to make it drum-centric.
Daphnis Prieto and his sextet. Hey, can you tell us anything about the other musicians that
they're all stars?
He's bringing along?
Yeah, he's bringing... And the funny thing is some of them may not be as well-known to the general jazz community, but they are contemporary and Latin jazz all-stars. Again, having heard the band a couple times now, I use the term face melting, meaning in a good way. It's like it's unrelenting talent. And Peter Applebaum and Roman Filiu are the two saxophone players in the group. Mike Rogers is actually one of Mike Rodriguez is one of two trumpet players he uses. Emmanuel Valera is the pianist. One of my favorite contemporary. A double bassist and electric bassist, Johannes Weidenmüller, is the bass player. And I hadn't seen him live a whole lot over the years, just a few wonderful moments in New York. So I'm so excited for him to play my bass and to play for my students.
Just to play your bass.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And it's just wonderful, the synergy and the energy. And they all have, if you look up any of them, they all have, you know, amazing, super busy careers. I was looking particularly at Peter Applebaum's, and, you know, he's somewhere like every other day and somewhere else every other day. And then, you know, and with different groups and things and different constellations of musicians. And then there is Western Michigan University Dalton Center on this particular date, and then Detroit with the group, and then West Coast with somebody else, and that peripatetic life that the best of us get to have.
Sometimes audience reaction of students as well, can almost predetermine whether we see them again, whether you create, I know it's a person-to-person thing, Tom, yeah. you create that door for artists to return over and over.
Yeah.
And then in this case, this would be sort of the judgment time.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. If I hate to use the word demand, but if the passion for him is there, I just know it will be. I mean, there's no way it won't be. It'd be great to have an ongoing relationship with him. It could be another Miami Kalamazoo connection.
Gateway.
Right.
You speak the language of jazz. When things sound so complex, like when everybody's doing something that you don't know where to look, how do you sort it out?
Well, so, you know, actually, some of the most exciting times when you've been involved in these things, you know, your whole life, sometimes the most exciting moments as a listener is when you're not so sure. I mean, when things are a little bit, you know, there's a certain sense of organized chaos, but you don't know where the center of it is. Those are fun. I mean, imagine when you surf or do certain things like that, there's a certain moments of exhilaration where control, not control, you know, just on the edge sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's what attracts a lot of us to this music, playing it too. However, you know, in this case, I mean, Daphnis is the center of the band. It's his music, and we call it the hookup with him and the bass player, Johannes, is kind of ridiculous. So the rhythm section of the piano player, Manuel Valera, and the bassist, you know, Johannes Weidmuller and Daphnis, and that's going to be like the pyramid within the greater structure, you know, and I would look to that.
Okay. And also
seek ye the rhythm section.
Pay no attention to the anxious critic in your head trying to find out what to do.
Where's one was the saying back in the day.
Just let go.
Yeah. Ride that wave.
Enjoy the chaos. Well, we just have a few more minutes before we go live to a concert by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra here. So we'll tag this with a little bit more music, I think. Any final thoughts, Tom?
This is the first opportunity for anybody within 100 miles of here to hear Daphnis Prieto live without taking a flight, I guess, or a longer car ride. So don't miss it. Please don't miss it. It's going to be a fabulous night.
I know your next Tuesday is wide open, folks. What could you possibly have
7:30. And we have underwriting, so the tickets are practically give them away for students, $5 for students. You know, we'd make them free if we were allowed to, but, you know, this it's just something you don't want to miss.
Well, Tom Knifick, I hope to have you back here again soon to talk about jazz again, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. What would we do without you?